home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Running mates take center stage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, debating tonight.
Divided by plexiglass at the request of the Biden campaign, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris square off tonight in their first and only VP debate for 90 minutes at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The debate commission also moving the two candidates at least 12 feet apart.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, helped Vice President Pence prepare.
And the strategy is pretty simple. I call it R&R.
Recovery for the economy and radical.
Joe Biden has outsourced his campaign, his agenda to the radical left, and Senator Harris is the epitome of that.
Former Democratic National Committee spokesman Moa Lathy told the Fox News Rundown podcast,
Senator Harris's task is simple. Keep the spotlight on COVID and on the administration's response.
Now, President Trump, still recovering from the coronavirus, still plans to debate Joe Biden next Thursday. The Democrat says,
I'm looking forward to being able to debate him, but I just hope all the protocols are followed. Necessary at the time.
Now, the president's also again stirred up the Russia controversy, authorizing the release of documents with no redactions. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe declassified a trove of documents from 2016, including handwritten notes by former CIA Director John Brennan, after he briefed President Obama, saying alleged approved by Hillary Clinton a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian Security Service. Brennan says the release is a political move. A spokesperson for Clinton calls the information in the documents utter BS. Dave?
Rachel, hours after the president ended Corona economic stimulus negotiations, he tweeted again he would sign bills to give another round of checks to Americans and more aid and loans for airlines and small business. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-7229. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-755-7229. That's 800-755-7229 for more information. Your call is completely anonymous. Go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Amid all the lawsuits over ballot issues across the country and the pushback to President Trump claiming expanded mail-in voting will lead to widespread fraud, the number of people who have already voted is 4.8 million compared to 75,000 at this point in 2016. And early voting starts today in another battleground state, Arizona, where a federal court has ruled in one of those suits.
The ruling comes from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. A lower court decision supported Democrats who backed an existing rule letting voters have 5 days to fix ballot issues, such as a signature on a mail-in ballot that did not match what's on record. State Attorney General Mark Brnovich appealed, citing a state law requiring absentee ballots to be signed and returned by the time polls close on Election Day. The federal court put the five-day rule on hold as it considers the challenge. A decision may not come before Election Day. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Stocks could bounce back today. Dow futures are up this morning, nearly 200 points the day after a sell-off when the Dow dropped 375. I am sorry if I'm about to put a song in your head that you can't get out.
The song, which racked up over 6.5 billion views on YouTube, was also used to mistreat inmates at the Oklahoma County Jail. The Oklahoman reporting that at least four inmates were handcuffed to a wall standing with their hands behind them while Baby Shark was blasting at a high volume on repeat for hours. Now two former jail employees, along with their supervisor, are facing misdemeanor cruelty charges. The district attorney, David Prater, said he would have rather filed felony charges in the case, but could not find a statute to fit this fact scenario. John Saucier, Fox News.
The L.A. Lakers just a win away from the NBA championship after taking Game 4 of the finals, beating Miami 102-96. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
And good morning. It is Wednesday. It is October 7th.
Yes.
Whew. That was a guess. Well, here's your weather brought to you by the College of Aces. Agriculture, consumer, and environmental sciences is more than meets the eye. Explore opportunities at aces.illinois.edu. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Up to 81 with sunshine today. We've got a low of 47. Clear conditions into the evening tonight. Take a look at Mars. It's the closest it's going to be in like 35 years or something. So try to view Mars, Stevie. That's your assignment.
Well, when you where do I
walk
look?
The dog at 4 in the morning.
Where do I look?
It's obvious.
Well, no, Venus is obvious. Venus is like a light bulb. And then they got the sisters or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I see them clearly.
Ethiopia.
Well, yep. I don't know where to look for Mars. That's the thing with the astronomy stuff. I don't have any. I look up there and say they're really pretty.
My buddy Steve has this, you know, app on his phone where you just hold it up and it'll identify everything. So that's
why didn't
cool.
I come up with that app?
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
77 tomorrow, down to 52, 82 as you wrap up the week with sunshine again. It could be some rain late Sunday, but looking good.
Yeah.
Temperatures at 57 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, vice presidential debate tonight. We're going to do just discussing that pretty much here this morning. It's Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence as they'll take to the debate floor. There will be a floor. There'll be a plexiglass between, even though I guess theoretically virus can kind of climb over and around, but anyway, they've got plexiglass. I presume it'll be well, you know, microphoned and everybody can hear everybody regardless of the plexiglass. No plexiglass from the host, Susan Page of USA Today, the moderator, to both candidates. So we will see President Trump doing better from the standpoint of coronavirus. The recovery continues. It has become a pretty clear choice, that of move forward, don't let it dominate you, and be careful versus fear the virus. It's an absolute two roads out there. What do you want to do? And I have the anecdotal evidence that those that are more careful are those that are guaranteed pay. I would say that the people that are most uncomfortable and would like to wait to go back to anything, whatever, schools or whatever, are still getting checks. And if you were to say, I can't pay you anymore, there'd be people that would suggest that maybe we ought to go back. I just think if you're getting money, why wouldn't you be careful, more careful? You have that luxury. For the private industry, people that have jobs that are getting laid off and furloughed, it's the same storm, different boats, different urgencies. Happy to welcome USA Strong Executive Director Aaron Elmore. Aaron, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
I'm just suggesting that we're in the same storm in America and the world, but different boats.
Mm-hmm.
And anecdotally, I'm saying that those that are more careful and a little more afraid are those that are still being paid, Aaron. I suggest nobody gets paid till it's over. How about that?
Wow. I mean, I'm with you. I think that your sentiment is probably right. Luckily, our president knows how to stimulate the economy and help everyone do better as Americans, other than just throwing government money at them, and I think that that's the way that this should all go.
Well, it's clear. I mean, you want to move forward and be careful, which is what the president said, or you want to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to move forward, be careful, or be afraid. That there's your option. Last night, it was nothing but just unbelievable how irresponsible the president. Oh, man.
Outrage.
I can't imagine waking up with a fist clenched like that every day, Aaron.
I think they call that Trump derangement syndrome. It's real. I think it's deadlier than the coronavirus. It's worse for your soul, that's for sure.
It is bad for you to have that kind of hate inside there. I say hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. USA Strong Executive Director Aaron Elmore, what is USA Strong Executive Director do? What do you do?
Well, First of all, USA Strong is a grassroots organization. We're basically looking to hold China accountable, not just for the coronavirus, but we've sat idly by and watched them steal our intellectual property, take our manufacturing jobs to China, hurt our middle class. What we want to do is restore the American middle class. 97% of our antibiotics are manufactured in China. A disruption to the supply chain would be absolutely deadly.
Yeah.
We need to really, America first is the message. That's what we are trying to do. And, you know, this is a bipartisan appeal right now. And we're not angry with the Chinese people. It's the Chinese Communist Party. The left bangs their fist about Russia, Russia, Russia. Forget Russia. It is the Chinese Communist Party that you need to worry about.
By the way, the whole declassify stuff that came out last night, the president has ordered all of that to come out about handwritten notes from John Brennan suggesting Hillary has a plan to blame the president for collusion with Russia and distract from the email. That's written.
Mm-hmm.
And there was zero mainstream news coverage. Zero. Think they'll have to cover this or not?
No. They'll gloss over it And it for everything that we think it should be front page news, unless it's something that the president does that they can spin into a negative, it does not get covered anymore. It's truly sad. It's actually crazy.
What do you expect tonight, the vice presidential debate?
Really looking forward to it. I think that the American people are very excited. This is very different. You know, these two people are one heartbeat away from the presidency. And this actually seems to be quite resonative, if you will, with the American people, given what's going on, not only with Biden, but our president had coronavirus. It is a fact that he did. Yes, he has recovered. Yes, I think he can turn that negative into a positive. And I think that the people really want to see what they have to say tonight. And I think Pence will be spectacular.
Well, Kamala is going to say that the Trump administration has done nothing for coronavirus. And even though they stopped, China from traveling here early, and he was called a xenophobe by Joe Biden, I don't know why.
Right, of course.
Nobody says that anymore. The media, anyway.
Oh, of course not. No, and that was the first thing. Yeah, he was very quick to criticize, and then tries to go on television pretending that he is actually the president and offers his solutions. And all of these solutions are absolutely ridiculous for someone that is not in the White House. And we forget all of his early comments. Do not close. This is racist, racist, racist. It's crazy.
Yeah. Aaron, how do people connect with USA Strong?
All social media platforms, Proud USA Strong. That is Proud USA Strong. We're getting out there, and we're really trying to help the American middle class. So let's do it all together.
Thanks, Aaron. Nice meeting you.
You as well. Let's do it again.
All right. Aaron Elmore is her name. I didn't get the town.
Me either.
215. It sounds like...
She just woke up.
Just woke up.
I mean, I'm just
sounded pretty good for you. 215, I'm guessing, Philadelphia. Would you look that up? See how my memory is.
Okay.
Memory test. 215 is Philadelphia zip code. Area code.
Uh-huh.
215. 215. Okay, 713, ESPN 93.5. You know that it's 2 weeks from Saturday, Illinois will play football? It'll be going up to Madison to take on the Badgers.
And we have a foot injury from the quarterback there, right?
I think so, yeah. And there's actually one of their best defensive players has to sit out the first half for a targeting penalty from the bowl game back when life was normal. They carried that through the next year? Wow.
215 is Philadelphia.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here all week.
I don't know.
Eddie Van Halen, dead at the age of 65, throat cancer. Some say he was the best guitarist ever.
So he got a drum set. He and his brother Alex kind of fought over it at the age of 7. And he took the guitar and said, fine, I'll play the darn guitar. And look where this led him.
How'd his brother turn out in the drum area?
Really well, obviously. What a band.
Brother was in the drummer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Stevie.
Listen, in all due respect, this type of music is too darn loud.
Okay. I think I've seen him 3 times.
Really?
I'm getting chills just listening to this. Eddie rocks. And everybody in the crowd yelling Eddie right now.
Wow.
And they're doing the, rock god where he rules, man.
I never, ever heard a full song from Eddie Van Halen, I don't think.
I Okay, well, that's where we differ.
But
I'm totally jammed on this. And then in 84, I think, is when David Lee Roth stepped out and Sammy Hagar stepped in.
I'm watching video of he and Michael Jackson from the Beat It Tour 1984.
That's right.
Yep, Eddie Van Halen, one of the greatest guitarists, they say, of all time. Dead at the age of 65, throat cancer. Quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5 Sports.
American League playoffs had the Houston Astros beating the Oakland A's. George Springer had a few homers during the game. 5-2 was the final. Tampa Bay Rays even up that series at 1-1. Tyler Glasnow struck out 10. Tampa Bay Rays over the New York Yankees. That final was 7-5. On to the National League. We had the Dodgers over the Padres 5-1. Disastrous sixth inning is what I was reading about with walking 9 times.
Wow.
That's bad. The pitching from the San Diego Padres. But, whatever. I'm sure they'll bounce back with a whole bunch of runs.
I don't know, because Dodgers are terrific, and the Padres pitching is injured. So I'd say Dodgers, and Dodgers the team to beat from my eye in baseball right now.
Atlanta Braves had a 6-run seventh inning, 9-5 winners over Miami. We had the LA Lakers over the Miami Heat, 102-96. And it looks like the deciding game could be on Friday, since the Lakers are up 3-1. Rafael Nadal wins in tennis. Sue Bird has won so many WNBA titles in her 4 decades or something of being involved. Seattle wins in the WNBA. So I was reading more about that, too. So good stuff happening against the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA Finals.
Texter says, yeah, somebody finally called out the public sector. That would be me.
Okay.
Pretty easy to be concerned about corona when you get paid to hang out at home. I'm just saying it's just different.
I know.
Isn't it? I mean, just think about it. If I'm paying you, whether you come or not, heck yeah, I'm going to be more cautious because I have the luxury. But if you can't walk in our shoes, you have no idea the urgency of trying to get back to normal. You have the luxury of emphasizing health versus livelihood. And yes, we all want to be careful and move forward. But when you lose your home and your business, you start thinking, well, it's just a different urgency, that's all. And there are people losing everything. While the people that are blessed with a job that pays them, whether they work or not, I mean, you just get your money. I'm just saying it's different, and it's very hard to understand that unless you're in that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, well, I understand. I know. Give up your money.
Well, there's no way somebody's going to do that.
No, they're not going to. But I'm saying, but if you're really committed to being in our field and understanding, then just say, I'm donating whatever public money I'm getting back till we're all back. And nobody will do it. And I wouldn't either. Because then how would I pay my rent?
Right.
So it is. But I'm just, there's no way to explain it unless you're going through it. It would be some sort of anecdotal book that would be very interesting to hear people's diary to the panic and the stress that they're living through. And when the money stops flowing and you can't pay for school, you can't even pay for books, you can't pay for cars, you can't pay it, and food, medical, is a different level of urgency, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the folks that continue to be paid or can pontificate on the securities and safeties and the measures that need to be, take your check away and get back to me in a few months. Let me see how you're doing. You'll be panicked.
It's true.
Check your check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather, brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. Your friends at Gerber Collision and Glass remind you to wash your hands after returning home from any occasion. We're open and now offer contact-free estimates and repairs. Gerber thanks our own essential team members working hard to deliver safe collision repairs for you.
We've got a high of 81 expected and 47 our low into the evening tonight. 77 the high tomorrow, down to 52. Mostly sunny again Friday with a high 82, low 58. 80 Saturday, partly cloudy, and then more clouds on Sunday, high 70. 75. Not bad. Right now, the temperature's at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
I think stock futures are up. Let's check out maybe perhaps the reasons. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. ESPN 93.5. Ed Martin, brother Johnny, coming up in 10 minutes about tonight's debate. Stand by.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday has filed for bankruptcy reorganization, citing the unprecedented impact of COVID-19. Chief Executive Sean Lederman says the announcement does not mean goodbye Ruby Tuesday. He says restaurants will remain open, and he expects business as usual. The filing will allow Ruby Tuesday to reduce its debt. It has reached an understanding with its lenders to support its financial restructuring. Soon, your Macy's purchases can be delivered quickly with DoorDash for the holiday shopping season. DoorDash says it will be delivering packages same day and next day for more than 500 Macy's and Bloomingdale's stores in 47 states. Orders placed by noon at Macy's and 1 p.m. at Bloomingdale's will be delivered on the same day. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Joey didn't fail. He lost. There's a huge difference. Politico doesn't know the difference, but the rest of us do. Good people can lose. But Joey Kennedy is no failure. He's what the Democrats should embrace. He's certainly what all of his colleagues respected. He deserved more balanced coverage from the D.C. media. He won't tell you that, but I will.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Check out Baytown Apartments in Champaign and see what 48 acres of community fun can offer. Enjoy your weekend with a one-mile hike on our walking path around the lake, or play off some of that kid energy on the tennis courts or sand volleyball. We even have a cafe, fitness center, and spa. Baytown Apartments are conveniently located off of Prospect Avenue, right next to all your shopping, nightlife, and lifestyle needs. At Baytown Apartments, we have 48 acres of community fun for everyone. Have it all. Check us out at baytown.net. That's Baytown with an E, .net.
The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget. At 310 South Main Street, downtown Gifford.
Well, today is day one of Latania Sports Group's job fair.
That's right.
If you want to go today from 1 to 6, you can go out on North Market, turn right at FedEx, which is Mercury. It's right out there. They build like hurdles and javelins. They weld the rims for basketball, for the big timers, college, pro. I mean, they do it all.
Okay.
Right here in Champaign-Urbana. And I was looking, I'm actually thinking of stopping by. Because I get out of here about 5. I could go to work there at 6. Get off by 6, 7, 2.
The job fairs, you know, you mask up and maintain all CDC protocol, but it's right there in the showroom.
Yeah, wear a mask and bring a resume if you want. But 9 paid holidays, 5 paid vacation days, 6 paid sick days. They've not let one person off for corona.
I bet their mental health is stronger because of
no
that.
No question. Company money toward your retirement, the whole thing. David Hodge is your CEO. It's Latania Sports Group.
If you can't make it this afternoon, tomorrow morning also happening.
7 to 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So if you want a job, know somebody who does, pretty easy. Go up there and look them in the eye. And I can't tell if you're smiling with your mask, I guess.
You can get out more at LataniaSports.com.
Yep. Latania, L-I-T-A-N-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you could wear the clear ones. I do like the clear ones. Do they work as well? Or is it hot in there, hotter than a mask?
I have some other friends that wear the chin where the clear is up, just right under your nose.
What is it, plastic or
it's plastic.
Can you have a clear cloth? There's no such thing. Because plastic could be hot. And
I've seen cloth around a plastic where you could see the person's mouth.
But it has to be plastic because it's clear.
Right.
But it's still hot and foggy.
I don't know.
And spittoony. right? I mean, it's, I mean, your mask is too, but you can't see it.
But some of these are the folks that work with children, and they want the kids to see the smiles.
Well, they think studies show that babies and smiles and things, that really works, and there's a connection there. And so I see in hospitals they are doing that so the babies can see the smiles.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for appliances, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can make it real easy. Go appliance-world.com. And you can start right there at appliance-world.com. And they're still moving them out. They've been essential. They've been open the whole time. Because when their fridge goes, what are you going to do? Get a cooler? Not going to work. So you go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. That's all they do is appliances. And, of course, they have an incredible selection. I would say that they can get you a $22,000 refrigerator, which they actually exist.
Right.
They can order that for you if you have the whim and the money. Low prices, great selection. Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, Maytag, Electrolux. We have a lot of GEs. But the little water thingy is sticking on the fridge. And so when you pull your glass out, the water stays flowing. So that's a bummer. I bet they could fix that for me. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Can't beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Check them out. Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal or appliance-world.com.
Some say the plastics don't work very well, hot and fog up.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Okay, we're going to play the clip. Donald Trump saying we can't be dominated by this. Why isn't that like the best message since FDR says the only thing we have to fear is fear itself? Why do we want to tiptoe around in our life and be stigmatized for life with fear? We don't do that. We don't do that. That's not America. We are careful and bold, and that's what we should do. But boy, was he ripped for being so irresponsible. And we should be afraid. That is the Democrat position. Be afraid. So do you want to vote for we have to move forward and be careful or be afraid? You can always chime in, 359-2255. Facebook message us as well as we are there. We're also on the YouTube channel, 359-2255 or Facebook message. We're going to break. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Brother Johnny down in New Orleans, by the way, Hurricane, what is it?
Delta.
We're back around to the D's again?
Yeah. Well, I think it's the Greek alphabet.
Oh, anyway, we're way down in the alphabet. It usually starts at A, but we've had a lot of them. Anyway, it's in Cancun. There go those beaches. It's
They're
Hurricane 2.
Friday for Louisiana.
It looks like the west side of Louisiana again.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like New Orleans is going to get hit.
Right.
But it does look like Louisiana and Texas, that border.
That's right.
Kind of where it's headed. But right now, Hurricane 2 over land in Cancun, which is a huge tourist destination that's being disrupted right now.
As a company, we're working on the walk to end Alzheimer's, and that's coming up at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 10th. We'd love to see you participate.
And where would they go?
Well, it's virtually, so you just Google and find out where you can participate in your own community, in your neighborhood.
728. Brother Johnny, Ed Martin next.
They might be creepy, quirky, or even cute, but this Halloween season, the scarecrows are coming. Be part of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce Foundation's first ever scarecrow hunt. Create your best scarecrow and display it outside your business. The Chamber will encourage everyone to visit your location, see your scarecrow, and vote for their favorites. There's even a grand prize for the scarecrow with the most votes. The $75 entry fee benefits the iRead iCount program in both Champaign and Urbana schools. Register now at champaigncounty.org.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air. 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
I'm Chris Foster. A few hours after announcing he was ending negotiations over more coronavirus financial relief, President Trump gets back on Twitter to say he does want some.
The president says he's willing to sign legislation sending another round of $1,200 stimulus checks to some Americans and approve aid to the airline industry and money for the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry is shared by Jennifer Doudna of the University of California, Berkeley, and a French scientist, Emmanuel Charpentier, for their work developing the gene editing technique known as CRISPR.
Nobel selectors acknowledge editing genes can be controversial.
But it's equally clear that this is a technology, a method that will provide humankind with great opportunities.
Doudna and Charpentier are only the sixth and seventh women to win the prize.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
April Posnich, shipping lead for Latania Sports.
Real stable work. I never have to worry about, like, if we're going to get laid off. Especially now during, like, the pandemic and stuff, we worked the whole time, so I know my family's going to be taken care of.
Latania Sports is hiring. Jobs for motivated people with great benefits. October 7th and 8th at 601 Mercury Drive, just east of FedEx. Masks are required. Resumes helpful. LITANIA. LataniaSports.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Up to 81, down to 46. Tomorrow, nice again with the sunny conditions and a high 77, low 52. 82, the high on Friday, down to 58. Right now, the temperature's at 58. ESPN 93.5.
President recovering from coronavirus. All reports say he's doing better, continuing to do better. Thank God, doing good. He came back to the White House and said this.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world.
That's President Trump, then Vice President Biden.
Be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your coworker. That's who you're protecting having this mask on. And it should be viewed as a patriotic duty.
And then the montage from the mainstream media.
Of course, you should be afraid of COVID.
and how disrespectful that is.
And now we see this tweet, which is heartless.
Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it control your life. You don't have to let it control your life, man, because you live in the White House.
It is insulting to every American who wears a mask, who's been laid off as a result of COVID.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Look what it has already done.
I'm flabbergasted by that, and honestly, I cannot stop thinking about it.
Donald Trump is telling you, don't be afraid of the deadly coronavirus.
All right, so there are your choices. You can
get out there, be careful.
Come on, man.
Get out there, be careful.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both.
Come on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund from Virginia. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know why we need a segment. That was so well produced. Let's just play that again. That was fantastic. That's a choice. There's a choice there. So good morning. Good to be with you.
Brother Johnny down in New Orleans looking at another hurricane that might hit Louisiana the next week.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I'm just glad that Eisenhower and Churchill and even the great progressive Democrat, Ed, Franklin Roosevelt, weren't afraid. Be afraid. Can you imagine with that outlook? We'd be eating Wiener Schnitzel for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've been living in a little bit of fear. It's not the virus. It's President Biden. That kind of scares me. What will become of us with that?
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Yesterday, guys, I want to give you an image because I think it's important I want to stress the importance of masks. I did an interview on a California radio station last night just after Gavin Newsom announced you should wear your mask in between bites of food if you go out to eat. So there's a real, and so I'm so committed to masks, guys. Today I'm driving to work right now, and I'm grateful that we got the upgrade on our car. We got leather seats because all I'm wearing is just a mask, nothing else. And I'll see how that works out. Yeah. I'll just see how that works out today. I mean, just a mask, and as I say, my commitment. But no, look, I just was talking to somebody a few moments ago about Florida. And this friend of mine who works in education told me that last year, and these numbers might be slightly off, but last year there were 47,000 students in Collier County's public schools. And this year there's 41,000. 6,000 either are homeschooling or private schooling. What this country is doing is the opposite of what you hear Biden say and you hear the left say, which is be afraid. They're taking control of their lives. They're not letting all this stuff freeze them. None of it's easy. There is real sickness, especially for seniors. You've got to be careful. But the president is sort of modeling where the people are, and Biden is yelling, like an old man at the neighbor, you know, get your stuff off my lawn, be afraid, be afraid. I just don't think that the messaging is resonating, and I really think we're on a glide path now. The Biden campaign is on a glide path into the side of the mountain. And I really do think we're headed towards, again, fundamentals. Indian Americans is polling out now. Indian Americans who usually go 2-1 to Democrats, they're about 50-50. If that's right, it's a huge shift. African Americans, Hispanics, you know, one after another, they're looking up and saying one guy's leading and the other is driving us crazy with this. So it's going to be interesting to watch tonight, Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, however. That will be something to watch.
Well, Stevie, the thing, too, is the virus can't take us out, okay? It's an affliction. It's a challenge. We have to get through it. Can't take us out. The fear of the virus could finish us, and they keep promoting that. I have never seen a president of the United States in any crisis say, we're going to get through this, and get attacked for saying it. What the leader's saying, we're going to make it. We can do it. What? We can't do it. I can't believe these people in the... This has gotten so out of control and it's so sickening. I honestly, Ed, I can't hardly watch. I can't hardly sit and listen to it anymore.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because, Johnny, I do want to pause. You know, we talk every week and we forget what happens in between. It moves so fast. I think the images of the president on Friday and Saturday and Sunday looking more vulnerable... You know, he looked weaker on Friday, right? In the reports that he had some supplemental oxygen. Normal people in campaigns and in life find that humanizing. They don't find it demeaning. They don't find it. They have a hard time. I mentioned last week, I thought one of the dangers is if Trump is incorrectly mean to an adult Joe Biden, people don't like you beating up on old people. And in this case, the images across the country of Donald Trump having to fight the disease and talking about it and saying, I didn't feel well and all, it's actually humanizing. And then you see the media just bludgeon him for it. And as you say, kind of go the other way. It is striking. But again, so amazing to watch the media show their true colors, right? And they're not even hiding it now. And I think the country is looking up saying, okay, we see it now. But let me slide to one thing, Stevie. You know, on Friday, the Colorado Secretary of State, a Democrat-elected woman Secretary of State, told the media in a press release, please don't report the Election Day results. They won't be accurate. And the media said, okay, we won't. Now, it's a swing state with a tight race for U.S. Senate, Hickenlooper versus the incumbent Gardner. And you're already seeing the idea of dragging out Election Day into this morass of just insanity. And the media wants it. They want the business model of chaos to sell their people, 30% of the country, to watch CNN and MSNBC. And that's the thing we should be not afraid of, but aware of and keep pushing on, because this is insane. To basically, they're not messing with the NBA playoffs. They're messing with our republic and our democratic system. It's a big threat, and it's a real threat.
Yeah, that's what worries me, Stevie. It's kind of this, where do they have to go, and how are these votes going to really end up in various places? And I've lived in Louisiana, Stevie, as you know. We've seen, you know, you can lose your election on Tuesday, but you can come back. You can still come back.
Yeah. All right. Last night, the president declassified information about Hillary Clinton planning to have a Russian distraction and collusion story to distract from her email story. John Brennan, former security guy, CIA, whatever the heck he was, except a partisan, he wrote it in a handwritten note. Zero coverage on the media except for Fox. Is this a story, Ed? If they declassify all this information that shows what they did to this candidate, then the president, it is way bigger than Watergate, but yet I don't think it's going to get any traction.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think one of the reasons of desperation on the left and guys like Brennan is because they know what is now uncovered. And I, as you say, I've been listening on my drive to work to a 1776, the McCulloch book about that year. And, there's nothing. Benedict Arnold wasn't a traitor like what this coup was. This was a coup of our modern America. It was a coup that was engineered by the actual intelligence community at the highest levels. Now, we have had, and it's important, we have always had a system, it's a really good system, that we have elected officials as commander, our president, as commander in chief, as the head of all the Justice Department and all intelligence. That is a real thing. We don't want these career bureaucrats in charge. What we see here was an attempted coup. Had they succeeded, we might never have known, but they would have probably, I would say, been emboldened. And so, you know, you talk about reasons to win. The media's ignored it. The Capitol Hill's ignored it. If you want me to be frank with you, drain the swamp. Both parties should be appalled that this is what the bureaucrats did. And you know one reason I'm sure they're not? Is I suspect two-thirds of the men and women in Congress have something in their life that the intelligence community is either vaguely threatening or directly threatening. We'll show this up to you next. You know, whatever it is. But it was a coup. That it was ignored sends a message to the world that, oh my gosh, when America complains about your country being a corrupt banana republic, they got the biggest, baddest banana republic in America, it looks like. So I'm with you. And here's my only consolation. I think Trump is going to win, and I think Trump is going to know if he doesn't get to the bottom of this after his next term, they'll still come for him. He grew up with the mob. He grew up with the mafia. He knows what it means to never stop. He's going to get to the bottom to protect his family and to protect the country. I think both those fit together.
But, you know, too, Ed, what bothers me is even more than the coup, as bad as that is, and that's treason. They did exactly what they spent 2 years accusing Trump of doing. It was them that did that. They did it. and accuse Trump of it, Stevie. Right. And they've done this over and over, just like the Ukrainian thing. Joe actually shook the Ukrainians down, but they go after Trump and actually impeach him for it, and then nominate Joe for the presidency.
Yeah, right.
So it's the same kind of technique of just screaming at you for what they're doing, and it's pretty horrifying, but I hope people, I don't know, Steve, I think it's so blatant. That's one thing, Ed, you just mentioned, how they're not even trying to hide it, which isn't really all that smart. So if you can't, you know, if we can't see through this, we got problems.
Yeah, right. All right, Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, a few more minutes, ESPN 93.5 tonight, Salt Lake City, Utah, Kamala Harris, and Mike Pence. What do you expect, Ed?
Well, Mike Pence has solidified his brand, right? As I try to get this right, I'm a boxer owner, dogs, and so I might be saying it. Is a golden retriever the one that's just a friendly, nice, reliable dog?
So
Mike Pence is a golden retriever. Everybody knows him. He's the number two guy. He deserves a ton of credit for what he's done, how he's done it. I think the world of his service as vice president, but nobody thinks he's the alpha, right? And in the case of Kamala Harris, she is the alpha dog on the Democrat side. She's going to have to look like a president, and she's going to be running for president. And so she's got a real challenge how she does it. And remember, in the Klieg lights of the Democratic primary, she was not popular, right? She wasn't liked. She did win some blows when she called her opponent Joe Biden a racist. That was impressive, and that whole thing. But she wasn't popular. She has a cackly laugh. She's got a lot more at stake than the Golden Retriever brand. That's pretty solid. So I think this is a big night for her. If she succeeds, by the way, and looks and sounds serious and likable, that's a value, a big value, because Biden is not, and, you know, he's not where he is now. But it's a tightrope for her tonight.
Well, the thing is, Ed, that I wish more people would watch this, because Pence, you're 100% right, and he's much more statesmanlike as well than any of them, but he's going to hit Kamala simply on the issues and say, well, here's what you said. How's that going to work? And get the issues that she's been promoting, like the open borders. Oh, she's got a list of them, Stevie.
Yeah.
And whoever is watching is going to hear some pretty horrifying things unless she either mums up or denies it. And then she's in trouble for the very reason she was picked, was to appease this radical left the Democrats are trying to work with. So I think it's going to be very good. I think Pence is the perfect guy for her. And I got a feeling she'll just milk toast it, Eddie, and try to kind of, you know, mamby-pamby around every single question. I don't see how she can actually answer one.
Well, she can't defend no borders, no prisons, no police. She can't defend the Green New Deal that she co-sponsored. She can't defend being left of Bernie Sanders. I didn't know that was possible. She has a more liberal voting record last year than Bernie the Socialist.
Yeah. Number one out of 100.
Well, but I do want to say one thing. Remember, Joe Biden, his vice presidential debate with Paul Ryan, and I know the White House looked at this before the debate with Trump last week. He was an animal. Joe Biden was attacking and interrupting, and it was really unpleasant. And they thought that worked for them, and it kind of did. It diminished Paul Ryan. More importantly, they won the election, so they think it worked. I wouldn't be surprised to think a little differently, guys, that Kamala Harris, she may be smiling, but she may really go for the same. It wasn't just Trump that did the attack thing last week. Biden did too, and if he was more nimble, they would have done more. So I think you might see, when he says, when Pence says, hey, what about the amnesty you want? I think she goes, kids in cages. Don't tell me about amnesty. Tell me about kids in cages. Tell me about kids being abused because of you. And never answering, kind of like Trump, never answer the accusation, shift to the attack. And when she does that, it'll be unpleasant, but it may show more leadership than Biden has been able to display. That's a way to see it. We'll see what happens. I take your point, though, John.
She's kind of caught on the issue because Obama and Biden built the cages. So Pence knows that.
She's not going to worry about it. You want 21 million.
She's got very little defense over what she's been saying for the average American. That's my point. And I think Pence is clear thinking and probably won't panic. And he isn't gonna start interrupting and getting low ball. So, Ed, you have a point. If she continues to attack and does more of a kind of an aggressive thing and not let Pence can plead a sentence, that might be her only chance. But there you go, Stevie. Nobody's going to like that.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to like it.
Right. I'll tell you something really quickly, Stevie. One thing, it's a harder thing, just is, for a woman candidate to do that. To do that aggressive attack thing, it turns off people in a way. That's just a fact of life. People may not, that's politically incorrect, but it's accurate to campaigns. A woman attacking is different than a man, and it plays different with viewers.
Interesting. Okay, lastly, Michelle Obama comes out with a 25-minute closing argument that it calls Donald Trump a racist. Will that help the Joe Biden campaign?
Stevie, that was a disaster.
A couple things on that is it's early to make a late pitch, and it's late to make an early pitch in the sense that where's the ground game? What she's saying is, we know we have a problem with African-Americans. Let me see if I can get people excited. But, you know, as I said earlier, where's AOC doing rallies? Where's Bernie Sanders doing rallies? Where's African-American leaders doing rallies? In a campaign, don't tell me COVID. In a campaign, you would be doing the things that win campaigns, and I don't see it. So it was, to me, it was kind of a Hail Mary, and I'm kind of with Johnny. It didn't look and sound right. She's no Obama. I mean, she's no Barack Obama, and I think that's, so I think it was a cover your tail, we're with you, Joe, but didn't do much.
Plus, Ed, I think it might have appealed, if anybody was looking, to the progressive left, you know, the true believers who were 100% behind Biden or whoever they put up anyway. So what votes is she going to win with that?
Yeah, right.
And it was very condescending to the Americans of African descent to me. And they're already starting to see through this whole thing. And I don't think that helped her one iota in the black community. So I thought it was a very poorly conceived idea. And she looked mean and mad. I mean, well, she could have done some things that would have been a lot better. That was a mistake.
All right, Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, always a pleasure, guys. Great conversation. I appreciate both of you on Wednesdays. Ed, thank you so much. How do people connect with you at the Eagle Forum, Education Legal Defense Fund, with Phyllis Schlafly?
The best website is PhyllisSchlafly.com, of course, and on Twitter I'm at Eagle Ed Martin. And actually, I sent out a daily email. I know you guys get it. If people go over to ProAmericaReport.com, you can sign up there. It's once every morning, weekday morning, in your inbox at 7 a.m. Central Time.
At ProAmerica.com. Ed Martin, a pleasure. Johnny, thank you. Stay safe with the hurricane.
Thank you, Ed.
Appreciate it. Brother Johnny down in New Orleans, Ed Martin in Virginia this morning, ESPN 93.5, 752. You're always welcome to comment via the text line, 359-2255, or Facebook message us as well. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather. What nice weather we're having.
Yes, and a high of 80 expected today. I'm loving the sunshine we've been getting, and it continues through the week. No mention of rain, really, until late Saturday and possibly Sunday. So take note. We've got a low of 46 into the evening tonight, 77 the high tomorrow, down to 52, 82 to 58 the temperature range on Friday with mostly sunny conditions. We're currently at 59. On ESPN 93.5.
If Steve Schuterman's up for good vibes.
Good morning.
Yep, I called him the other night. Said, what'd I say? Oh, I had little funky things on the screen. He said, I'm plugging, I'm eating, I'll call you later.
Okay.
And I plugged it and called and said, no, we're good. Why are you eating at 10:30? He said, that's normal.
Okay.
I said, that's late. What?
Welcome to retail.
Right.
We do eat pretty late in my household. Today is my 20th anniversary.
Whoa.
20 wonderful years with that woman.
Well, congratulations. And, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. So we're going to spend a few days together.
Well, good.
Today is also part of the calm before the storm that's going to happen next week.
Mm.
The word on the street is by Black Friday, there's going to be sort of the battle of the haves and the have-nots, mm-hmm. because there's going to be a lot of inventory shortages. Right now, the vendors are bringing in everything they possibly can for Q4, and it's not all that much, and you know, the factories aren't caught up yet with stuff, and chances are they're not going to get all the way caught up because people are buying stuff. The economy is reasonably solid.
Good.
Next week, the largest online retailer in the country is going to have their biggest promotion of their year. So everybody else is, you know, figuring out how to counterattack and get a piece of that. They're going to have 70,000 items on sale, or maybe it'll be 7 million, I don't know. But, and we're going to have 70 items on sale or so, but there'll be 70 really good items. Watch your inbox if you're on our email list. I'm going to send it out on either Monday night or Tuesday morning.
Tease me or something, or what do you got? I mean, come on, what do you got? Well, what do you got?
We got a deal. We're going to have a lot of deals. We're going to have deals on OLED TVs. We're going to have deals on basic TVs. We're going to have deals on soundbars. I can't go specific, and I can't put up prices online yet because it violates some agreements we have.
But they're good. They're going to be good.
They're going to be good. Go to gvibes.com, take a look at it. You'll get a tease of at least the we've tagged the items that we're going to put on sale.
Cool.
And so if they're interesting to you, then the prices will be good. Some of them are only going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. That's how this is going to go. Some of them are going to run for a week or two. But if you want to get on our mailing list, if you go to gvibes.com, there's a place you can sign up at the bottom, and that'll just get you on there automatically. Or just look at it on Tuesday morning, and it'll all be there for everybody to see. But we're working hard on it to make it a big week. And I love to say sale when I can. So next week we're going to have a sale.
All right, cool. So I can either get on your mailing list or just call you every hour? Or is that... No, probably mailing list.
That you can call us. We speak good English, and we won't...
Okay, so if I want to get one of those, and here's another question. You guys are the best installers in the history of televisions and theaters. When you come to my house, will you take my old set?
For a price,
yeah,
yes.
Because we have a weird thing going on in the world where there is no legal way to dispose of televisions that I know.
Television in Illinois, pretty much.
I mean, what is a guy supposed to do with an old TV?
Especially if it's a tube TV, those are just the kiss of death, or those old console things.
Because environmental protection laws and things, you can't throw away. Yeah.
So they must be recycled, and the recyclers don't make any money on it, so you have to pay them.
So if I started a little business and I'll come to your home and pick up your TV for $150, I might be I wouldn't know what to do with them. I'd take them to your house, but I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. So we're going to try a little experiment that starts to relate to this. Everybody online's got free shipping for everything, so we're going to do local area free delivery on TVs. If it's a 55-inch TV and you can't throw it in the back of your car, we'll just bring it to your place, local area. Like Danville's in the local area, for example.
Okay. Normally you would charge for that, correct?
Normally we've been charging for that. We're going to quit. We're just going to see what happens. Now, we're not going to come into your house, hook it up, haul away your old TV, and do all that for free.
But you'll bring it to the house.
We will, those guys online.
Okay. So, all right. That's cool. But and then I can pay you to hook it up and take my old stuff and all that stuff. I can pay you for that. Okay. I'm on the page. How do people reach Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, locally owned and operated in the Round Barn?
Visit us at 2010 Round Barn Road. Come see us online at gvibes.com or call me up at 351-0909.
If I don't get your email alert, I'll be calling you every half hour, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right.
Steve Suderman, good friend. All right, ESPN 93.5. So next Tuesday, Wednesday is when we need to be on the lookout there for the deal.
Sounds good.
All right, the election is 27 days away.
Yes, it is.
And today is the 7th, so 12 days before early voting.
Right.
I plan to go to Meadowbrook Church in Champaign.
Okay.
That's my early voting spot.
And, you know, it's always good to pull up the ballot and know exactly what you're going to do.
That's a good idea. You can get a sample ballot online. Mm-hmm. County clerk's got that.
Research the candidates, all that.
Yep. Know who you're voting for, because you never know when we'll be in a crisis. And then you'll vote the way you want to be in case it was an emergency.
Right.
Okay. So we'll come back. We're going to talk a little about the election as far as the Electoral College. And some think we should get rid of that. Mm-hmm. It's representative. I disagree with that, because then if you just go with popular vote, would you ever get anybody to visit anywhere but Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago?
That's right.
Maybe Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd go where the population is.
That's right.
You would forget about us in Champaign. News is next. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenschow.com today.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
You're listening to WSJ.